With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time. Time for your weekly appointment with the only man who could host a four-hour Saturday tour de force of sports talk on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Why did we select this man to undertake this Herculean task? Because, well, his name is on the marquee. Here he is, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. And we can have a good conversation, hopefully, about the name changes that are coming in professional sports. First, the Washington football team. And the Cleveland Indians, it looks like, are going to follow suit. And if you want to play a game we've been playing, we've been recasting the Major League based on the Cleveland Indians' name change. A couple I feel good about. I liked your John Hamm. I'm good with that, Anthony. John Hamm is Jake Taylor. I'm also going to lock in John David Washington as Willie Mays Hayes. I'm going to lock in Scarlett Johansson as Rachel Phelps. And I'm going to lock in Sam Rockwell as Roger Dorn. We still need to cast Wild Thing Vaughn, Pedro Serrano. And who was the older pitcher?
Another big one, obviously, is Harry Doyle. We need the radio broadcaster.
Yeah. Well, couldn't Bob Uecker still reprise that role?
You want to bring Bob back?
I mean,
he could.
Has he done anything that I don't know about? That where he couldn't.
I think he's safe.
Yeah, I think we could just bring him back. That's one of the ones that you could keep up with. As far as so Serrano and Eddie Harris are the most. I mean, like Billy Bob Thornton is too old, right, to be Eddie Harris, and I'm trying to think who could be Pedro Serrano too. We'll have to, and the manager. We need to cast the manager.
We had a caller talk about Serrano. He said Mike Coulter. I don't know if you've ever seen Luke Cage.
Oh, that's a good one. No, perfect. That's done. The dude who played Luke Cage, right?
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Mike Coulter.
Perfect. That's a perfect casting. I whoever that caller was right on the money. So Mike Coulter is Pedro Serrano. So we really just need the manager, Eddie Harris, and who else? Those are the main characters, right? And Wild Thing. We need to make a decision on Wild Thing. So that's the one we'll probably get the most suggestions on. I had said Adam Driver. Maybe you don't like that?
I was thinking maybe of like like a bad boy type that kind of has like that reputation. You know, trying to replace Martin Sheen
in real life, Charlie.
Yeah,
Sheen,
that's why. So I don't think of, when I think of like bad boy Hollywood, Adam Driver is not, doesn't pop to the top of the list for me.
What if we brought back Shia LaBeouf?
Again, I don't know. Has he gotten into trouble?
Yeah.
I don't remember with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up then. I forgot.
But, yeah. I think that's a decent one. I could be on board for that. But we'll get back to you guys on the broader conversation at hand right now. And we'll do that, of course, on CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go next to Luke in St. Louis. Luke, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Luke, you there?
At WXOF on the board right now. But I just wanted to talk about the Chicago Blackhawks, and I see them kind of lumped in with this talk on the Washington football team and the Cleveland Indians. And while I think, you know, obviously Washington needs a name change, and that's that need to happen yesterday, I think seeing the Chicago Blackhawks are in the same league, and I know you haven't said that, but I think seeing that is just a bit disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the Chicago Blackhawks, first off, what the Blackhawks fans will tell you, which is true, is that it's named after their first owner. He fought in a World War I battalion, and that was called the Blackhawk Division. But
yep.
The Blackhawk Division was named after a chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the chief actually led a very interesting life, and his ramifications his effects are still felt today. He led a war against the United States to try and get his land back. And I just think that, one, it's not named after a tribe or a type of people. It's named after a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think that, like, this guy led a very interesting history. One of the first, I think.
Luke, I understand. I understand what you're trying to say. And I'm with you. Personally, I think Washington football team gone, right? Like, throw it in the garbage.
Of course.
Indians, I get that one too. Like, that was the one I was like, kind of like, because there's a reason we say Native Americans now. People used to say Indians. We say Native Americans now. Obviously, the term Indians is bothersome to some people, so I understand that one. The rest of them were sort of grouped together because they were anything that had a callback to Native Americans, and there was this idea that, Native American people shouldn't be mascots in general. But I personally don't find some of those other ones immediately offensive, or I find them to have a much more positive connotation. And like you said, that there's a history behind the Blackhawks name, which I was ignorant to. Like, I'm also, not afraid to admit when I don't know something, right? I was ignorant to, and a couple of callers and yourself have referenced that. So I'm certainly not here campaigning to change that name. But you have seen, I think the reason you've just seen it grouped with some of those other names is simply because people hear it and they're thinking about the Native American culture.
Yeah, and that, yeah, I just think it's in a different thing. And I would agree that people are just lumping it in. I have two other things. One, for the manager in Major League, how do you feel about, like, Gary Oldman with that Batman Begins style mustache?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How? Yeah, that could work. I kind of like that, Gary Oldman. That's a good suggestion. What was the what was that character's name?
From Major League,
Charlie Donovan. Manager was
okay,
Charlie
yeah.
Donovan. So I like that. That's a good suggestion, Gary Oldman. We're almost there. I mean, I think we're doing pretty well. We haven't decided on Wild Thing Vaughn, and we haven't decided on Eddie Harris, but I could see Gary Oldman. That's a good suggestion. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. But as far as what your initial point was, please don't say I'm not campaigning for that. I just was throwing out some of the other names that may have some historical or symbolic connection to Native Americans. Larry in Binghamton, New York, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yeah, I want to be very specific about naming the Washington team after Jim Thorpe. Call him the Thorpes. He was one of the first put in the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And of course, he's the greatest Native American athlete of all time. And it's not a big shift from the current name to the Thorpes. And he's a Sac and Fox tribe. And they could use the fox as a mascot. But we got the Buffalo Bills named after William F. Cody, and we should honor the national team on Native American land with Jim Thorpe.
Well, I'm open to all suggestions, and I appreciate the call. I don't know if it has the same ring to it. I of the names I've heard, Warriors and Red Tails and Pigskins are my three favorites so far. I think Pigskins has the you could still keep the color schemes, and you make it about football, and you harken back to the Hogs of the old, of the 80s, and you could still call them the Skins if you want. Red Tails, I think, is a really cool flip of the name, and you could keep the R, and you could keep the color scheme. You could make it the plane that the Tuskegee Airmen flew. as the logo, and then Warriors. I think you could also keep the color scheme, and you can keep some of the imagery while adapting it a little bit, make it cleaner, making it fresh, making it more positive in general. So those are my three favorite. For the Indians, I would just go with the tribe. I think that makes the most sense. Almost feels like a duh to me, the Cleveland Tribe, considering you know the history of that franchise and that they're already referred to as the Tribe. And a tribe is a group of people, right? A collective. It doesn't, you know, you can keep some of the, in a sense, it feels like it's honoring Native Americans, but it's also not directly referring to Native Americans. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Hank in South Carolina. Hank, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Hank?
Hey, not much. I thought I was in a twilight zone there for a couple calls. Last hour, those back-to-back calls from Chicago is like, man, you guys need to get into 2020 because that antiquated thinking is what has held back our country for so long, you know. And when they bring up the thing cancel culture, you know, I'm against cancel culture too. But you know, when you have racist names, it has nothing to do with cancel culture. It's time for these things.
Yeah, the problem, and I'm going to let you continue, but my issue with, like, you know, when people waste energy, like, digging up old things or these micro outrages every day that aren't real outrages, sometimes it almost becomes boy that cries wolf to take away from real outrages. But there's a huge difference, like we're saying. This is a blatantly obvious thing. It's something that should be changed. It's not cancel culture to do what's right.
Yeah, exactly. And that guy saying that they should hold the poll, no, it doesn't matter. If it offends some Native Americans, that's good enough. That's a reason enough to change it. We shouldn't be doing that to people, making them
feel bad. It also sounds gross. On the surface, it's not a complicated issue.
No, for sure. I mean, we would never allow a team to be called the Black Skins, the White Skins, the Brown Skins. Why we're allowing them to be called Redskins is just disgusting. And the name I prefer would be the Red Tails. And then for the Cleveland franchise, I would just get away from anything that could possibly be related to Native Americans and just go with the Stallions. That's a powerful name. You would sell a ton of jerseys and memorabilia. I mean, it would be a boon I think actually the Red Tails, with everything that's going on with the Black Lives Movement, you have some Tuskegee Airmen patches on the shoulders.
Well, especially the population of Washington, D.C. and Prince George's County and some of the surrounding areas there. I thank you for the call. I think sure. The tribe on the front of the Cleveland jerseys would really work, though, like I said. And I understand what you're saying, moving away from the – but I feel like tribe is a broad enough term while also, in a sense, you know, resonating positively. But that's just my opinion, of course. Let's go to Fammy in Nashville. Fammy, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
How's it going, guys? Hey, listen, I'm really interested – you know, look, I think there's – some of these things have needed to happen for a long time. You know, this is going to be, we're going to look back at history and realize, we made some wrongs right. So I want to preface that being a guy from the South. But I would ask, where are we looking at? Is this a Twitter thing that's going viral when people are speaking out? Like, what are these team owners, these CEOs, what are they looking at in regards to realizing they need to make these decisions?
Daniel Snyder's looking at money. You didn't see what happened?
Yeah.
So a group of investors worth a total of $620 billion went to the sponsors of the Washington football team, namely FedEx, Nike, and PepsiCo, and said,
wow,
you need to disassociate with this franchise from this franchise until they change the name. The next day, FedEx, who has the naming rights to the stadium, they play at FedEx Field, said that they told the team not to change the name, and Nike dropped all the merchandising from their website and said released a similar statement. So, no, it's not Twitter that is making this happen. It is
the
dollars
research.
And cents.
Yeah, they're doing their own research. They're polling their own people. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying the corporate sponsors are the ones making it happen.
They're reaching out to the clubs.
Yeah, they're saying to the team, you need to change the name. And wow. What that means is they're threatening to pull their sponsorship. They pull that sponsorship, the team doesn't get that money, and there's what sponsor's going to come into their place, you know, knowing what a hot-button issue this is. So that's what's actually making it happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'm just interested in that because it always does come down to the almighty dollar, you know, and there's no other way. Because these things essentially are illegal to name your squad the Redskins, but if it starts messing with your pocketbook, you're going to get the job done and get the
And legality shouldn't be the standard that we, you know, apply to everything, right? I mean, you wouldn't.
Totally.
There's plenty of things that people do that aren't illegal that you don't necessarily want to condone. And appreciate the call. How about Tim in Iowa? Tim, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Tim, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. You got to turn your radio down also.
Okay, I'll do that right now, brother.
You there? You got to start talking. Was your radio in the other room? Are you going to talk to him? 3, 2, 1. All right, I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
You wanted to make a suggestion for casting Major League, but...
Oh, what happened? He got lost?
I don't know what was going on. It wasn't like that when I was first talking to him.
All right. Speaking of Major League, somebody in Major League Baseball had something to say yesterday, and I wonder if it would have been a bigger headline if, you know, Major League Baseball stars were bigger stars. We'll get to that coming up next. It's the Robert Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
He's not just another pretty face. No, really, he's not. Here's Robin Lundberg.
You know, Mike Trout is the best player who has sort of spoken out about his concerns regarding a restart, particularly the best baseball player, but probably the best player in all of sports who has done so, saying he's uncomfortable with returning. He has a young baby on the way. Well, all babies are young. Has a baby on the way at home, and obviously that's part of it. So that's a significant thing. Now, he's not the only one that's uncomfortable when I say he's the biggest star. I mean, Kyrie Irving is probably a bigger star in name recognition, but he was not going to play in Orlando anyway, and he hasn't actually spoken on the record. It's been a lot of you know, the reports about him saying that they shouldn't have played. But as far as the NBA goes, most of the superstars have been on board, it seems. And they are going down there to play. I mean, guys were given the option, which I think was the right thing to do by the NBA, but we haven't seen any major star withdraw. The biggest star who withdrew is probably Victor Oladipo. And, you know, that's not really a fair, just on its own example, because of the devastating injury he was already coming off. Kevin Durant had said he wouldn't have gone if he was healthy, but again, he wasn't playing anyway. So none of the major stars that are headed down there, LeBron James or Luka Doncic or James Harden or Giannis Antetokounmpo or Zion Williamson or Kawhi Leonard, none of those guys has said they don't want to play. In the NFL, I don't think I've really heard anyone address it either way, maybe because they're still buying time. But in baseball, Mike Trout, you know, said it's going to be tough. You know, he talked about how he doesn't feel comfortable. And here's the exact, honestly, I still don't feel comfortable with the baby coming. He said, I think the biggest thing is that this is our first child. I've got to be there. If I test positive, I can't see the baby for 14 days. We would be upset. I've got to keep Jess safe. I've got to keep the baby safe. And I think, obviously, that's understandable. It's an understandable point of view and feeling that Trout has. But it's almost a commentary on you know, the lack of star power in baseball, that it hasn't been a bigger subject matter. That might be the, you know, that's the lead story on a lot of shows if that was the equivalent of in the NBA or the NFL, right? Like, I mean, that is one of the best quarterbacks in the league or one of the superstars in the NBA saying that that is a big deal. As far as sports coming back in general, here's how I feel about it. I believe that we need to proceed wisely, but we need to proceed. We can't proceed recklessly. We've seen the results of proceeding recklessly, right? Proceeding recklessly has gotten us to the numbers that we're in, and that's a concern, clearly. But regardless, the virus is going to be here today, tomorrow, for the foreseeable future. And I don't think the apt response then is to hide from the thing the entire time. It's to proceed wisely. I go outside for exercise. I go, you know, to do what I need to do. I wear a mask. I don't get into a gathering. I proceed wisely, or I attempt to. And I think the same goes for the sports leagues. You know, because if they're to cancel this season, why wouldn't they not just cancel next season as well? What's going to be different about it? And the makeup of most of those rosters are of the demographic that is of less concern for the debilitating effects of the virus. And I say that taking it very seriously, right? I'm not being flippant at all. Almost 150,000 people have died. It's heartbreaking. People haven't gotten to say goodbye to family members. So I understand, trust me, the gravity of the situation. But it is also our reality. It is an unideal reality. And I think the NBA has a good plan in place. I hope it works. But they have a plan in place. Major League Baseball, as a sport itself, it's not a contact sport. So hopefully that makes it a little easier. The traveling could be problematic for them. Football, I really don't know how football even avoids it, to be honest with you. The teams are so large, they're going to be gathering inside unless they're doing all their film work outside now. And you can't avoid contact in football, obviously. So I don't know how football is going to avoid this thing. I don't know if football is just going to try to just push forward and treat it as business as usual. But I do expect those leagues to resume. With football being the one that I'm the least sure of how they're going to manage it. The one sport that I actually feel the most uneasy about is college football. College sports in general, but college football being the biggest one. Because there you're talking about, let's take Alabama. We've had some callers from Alabama today. The Alabama football program, I think, is worth like 200 something million to the local economy there, which is huge. But of course, the players aren't being paid. Nick Saban's being paid. The players aren't being paid. So I do think there's a different standard for college sports to return. And I think those are the sports. College football is the one in the most peril because there's also no universal standards across NCAA on how this is going to be handled. You have different leagues, conferences, different schools. So college football is the one I feel most uneasy about. Like I wouldn't want to take away the opportunity for a young man who wants to play, because I think I would want to play in that scenario. But at the same time, you know, the players are not being compensated and they're taking all the risk. And we don't know how that each, you know, how various places are going to operate. College football to me is the one that should and is in the most jeopardy right now. Maybe they move it to the spring. I don't know. But, you know, this also dovetails with my opinion on the structure of college sports in general, which I think has been problematic for a while, and this is going to bring into even greater focus. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to, how about, oh, no. Yeah, well, let's get you back on the... I was about to go to somebody, and we had one of those flubs where they dropped right as I was about to go to them. 855 212 4227 if you want to weigh in on the return of sports, what Mike Trout had to say about being uncomfortable. We've also been recasting Major League.
Hey, Robin, Tim in Iowa called back. We had some issues with his phone, but he wanted to say Tommy Lee Jones as the manager.
Oh, okay. That's not bad, right? I mean, what's the last
I have? I have for a wild thing. I'm going with Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, first off, you know, we've thrown a couple names out there, but I mean, you had mentioned like Adam Driver, but he's like he's 36. Jared Leto's 46. Charlie Sheen was, I believe, he was like 24 when Major League came out. So we need somebody young. So
yeah, but
Bieber's young.
Has Justin Bieber ever been in a movie?
Was he in Zoolander 2?
But that's not a real thing. If he was in Zoolander 2, that doesn't count. Whatever role he was playing in that, I don't know. I just don't know if he has the acting chops. I see what you're going with the theme in a sense.
He's
but I think
young. He has the look. He has the tats. He got the hair.
What about Shia LaBeouf?
He's been arrested.
They said
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. He didn't jump to the top of my head.
No, I mean, Adam Driver was the first name I thought of.
Yeah, he's 36, but I think he's a little too old.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of. I mean, yeah, Wild Thing was a young. So who's a younger actor that fits that demographic?
You need a young Hollywood bad boy. I don't know. I think Justin Bieber would be good. He's who I got. I got to think more.
The breakout performance for Justin Bieber would bring some attention to the movie, that's for sure.
Exactly.
If Justin Bieber was cast. We were recasting Major League. We had some of the ones that are locked in, though. We had John Hamm as Jake Taylor. I like Sam Rockwell as Roger Dorn. Rachel Phelps, I had said Scarlett Johansson. Somebody brought up a suggestion of Elizabeth Banks for that role. There's also the Rene Russo role that could be filled. The manager, Tommy Lee Jones, has been suggested. Gary Oldman has been suggested. I like John David Washington for Willie Mays Hayes. I like Mike Coulter for Pedro Serrano. Did we cast Eddie Harris yet? I don't think we cast, the old veteran pitcher. I don't think we've cast him quite as of yet. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Of course, we'll continue the discussion around the Washington football team changing its name and the Cleveland Indians about to change theirs, because obviously we were talking about the Major League recasting as a result. Oh, here's a good one. Chef Carl Casper says, how about Pete Davidson? If he can throw, he's Wild Thing.
You did a good job, the King of Staten Island. You did a good job there.
I could see Pete Davidson being – you like Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Staten Island, so yeah.
Did you see what Chappelle said about Staten Island yet?
Yes, I did.
How did that mean? Were you okay with it?
Well, I'm from Staten Island, so no.
Robin Lundberg is on the air. You're welcome. Here's Robin Lundberg.
You can hate me now if you want to. 855-212-4227 is the number, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Anthony, what do you think of Zoe Saldana as the Rene Russo character?
Love Zoe.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. We still haven't quite settled on Wild Thing Vaughn or Eddie Harris, but we're pretty much there with the rest.
I'm going Pete Davidson. I'm going with my boy from Staten Island.
All right. So we got Pete Davidson. All right. So we're John Hamm is Jake Taylor. Pete Davidson is Rick Wild Thing Vaughn. Sam Rockwell is Roger Dorn. Do you like Elizabeth Banks or Scarlett Johansson as Rachel Phelps?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is Rachel Phelps. Who do you like as the manager, Lou Brown? We had Gary Oldman. We had Tommy Lee Jones.
A little bit more time on that one.
All right. For Lynn Wells, which is Rene Russo, I'm going to say Zoe Saldana. I'm going to say John David Washington for Willie Mays Hayes. For who else are we missing in this conversation? We need Pedro Serrano. We had Mike Coulter. So we're pretty much there. We just need Eddie Harris, and then and we need to finalize the pick for who are we still working on? Which was the one we just decided we were still working on?
The manager.
Yes, that's right. Lou Brown. Dwayne Haskins made his choice for what the new Washington football team name should be. Of course, the current quarterback. He voted Red Tails, which has been one of the more popular names out there. I've seen, to me, my three favorites are Warriors, which I think allows you to keep some of the homages to Native American culture and history, but spin it positive. And of course, Warriors, I don't mean that to be specifically referencing Native Americans. That's more of a general term. And then Red Tails, because you could keep the R, you could keep some of the color schemes there too, but you'd be honoring the Tuskegee Airmen. And then you also have Pigskins, which I like. For the Cleveland Indians, I would go with Tribe. Let's go to O'Neill in Atlanta. O'Neill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How are you?
Okay, so look, I'm good. So look, the way that I was looking at this is it'll probably work best for football, for them to help preserve the, you know, the season, the lead, the whole integrity of the sport, is for them to turn or basically build communities for the players around the facility. And that way you can isolate them during the season and, you know, and just kind of like a quarantine, but you build these homes in this community for they all, for them all to live. That way you can control everything. It's a lot of money invested here, you know, so you basically kind of like just going off to work for 17 weeks and you live in these communities away from your families. It's not uncommon. I think that's a good idea.
Well, the problem, though, is they're going to have to travel to face the other teams, right, O'Neill? Like, if the way it's set up, so you're traveling to face the other teams, and then you're just putting large groups of people together. I think it's just tough because if, first of all, the communities, where would they live? So you're basically saying separate bubbles, but then the bubble would move to the other team wherever
right.
you're going.
But every team has a bubble. Basically what I'm saying, every team has a bubble and everybody in there, you know, you follow the guidelines with the temperature check, the, you know, just keep every team isolated that has everybody that's not positive. You keep them all together. I mean, call not positive against not positive, you know, you still got not positive.
Well, so except for they're going to be, like I said, they're going to be traveling. And you've got a lot of people in close proximity together. I just don't know how you do it. I think sort of what you're talking about is what they're going to attempt to do with their campsites and their team locations and test guys before they come inside and the like, but they're not living there either. I just don't know if it's possible in the NFL because I don't know if you could do what the NBA is doing, and I appreciate the call. I think the NFL's kind of going with a – they're just going to live with it sort of mentality. And I'm hoping for sports. I'm not against sports. And I think we need to proceed. Like I said, we need to proceed wisely, not recklessly. So I'm waiting to hear more from the NFL. They've been buying time. They've been fortunate, right? Because the timing has worked out for them thus far. Dalton Swayze tweets in, how about Jeff Bridges for the manager? That's pretty good. I kind of like that. Jeff Bridges as the manager in our Major League recasting. How about John in Pennsylvania? John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Great show. Wonderful.
Thank
show.
You.
Comments about Mike Trout. Number one, I'm a Philly fan, and I can hardly wait for Mike Trout to put a Philly uniform on, which might not be for five or six years. But as far as playing basketball, the NBA, I think a lot of the decisions are made on their financial status. I mean, number one, Mike Trout is probably a better person than a baseball player. I think it's easy for a guy, him or Harper, for the Phillies that are making, what, $30 million a year to say they wouldn't play. But I've read where 40 to 50% of the pro players live payday to payday. I mean, if I make $70,000 a year, I feel like I'm the richest person in the world, and I'm sure you guys don't make what these guys make either. But I think a lot of it's easy to say you won't play if you're making $30 million a year and you already had 2 years on your contract.
Sure. I mean, of course it is. I mean, I think it doesn't mean it's bad what they're saying, but...
I agree.
You're correct. I don't know. It is easier. You know?
Yeah, it sure is. But and I agree with you. But I don't see how they're going to play football. I mean, are the guard and tackle going to line up 7 yards away from each other or 6 feet away from each other?
I mean, Football, if they're going to play football, I think they're just going to have to think of the policies of what they do with positive tests, how to isolate them as quickly as possible, how to replace players who go down, and how to keep it from just going crazy within a team, right? But there's no way to avoid it. And thank you for the call. There's just no way. There's too many people on a roster. There's too many guys on one team. And they're obviously in constant contact with one another. And then, you know, like, it's not just the outdoor contact, but the indoor contact as well. I mean, maybe they move a lot of what they do outside. And, of course, maybe they test before you go inside the practice facilities. I'm sure the NFL, as big a business as it is working on these things. But I really... It just seems harder to manage in football unless your managing plan is to just push forward. It's college football, though, that I think is the most problematic because of obviously the amateur status there. And those are big, giant businesses where the participants aren't seeing the money. I mean, we've talked about the college structure in general, but for college football, I mean, that's just a question I would throw. Should there be college football? I say this as somebody who believes that sports should proceed if they can. I don't think hiding is the answer when we don't know how long we'd be hiding for. You know, and of course, sports aren't necessary. People say they're not necessary. They've never been necessary. There's never been a time in life where sports were necessary, where that was a need that people had. But sports provide a lot. They provide... obviously, a sense of entertainment. They can provide a sense of camaraderie. They can provide, you know, some inspiration in these times. But beyond that, beyond the you know, symbolic stuff and the feeling stuff, there's a bottom line there. These are massive, huge businesses that are employing a lot of people. So not only the players have their salaries affected, but the people who work for these teams have their salaries affected. The people who work in sports media, their jobs are on the line, including me, right? Like, there's a lot to it. So because there, you know, if we knew that come November 1st, the vaccine was going to be available and this was all going to be resolved, then of course you say, all right, let's wait until then. Of course. But that's not on the table right now. So it's either you avoid everything or you figure out a way to proceed wisely. And I think that is the ultimate answer. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. How about Mac in Georgia? Mac, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning and happy 4th of July to everyone. I grew up 10 minutes from RFK Stadium. When I was a kid, I mean, you could catch public transportation and go to the games. I wasn't a Redskins fan until 1962 because my dad wouldn't let us root for the Redskins because they didn't have a black player. We used to travel about 75 miles to Baltimore and watch the Colts and Johnny Unitas play because they had black players like Lenny Moore and Big Daddy Lipscomb and a few other notable names on the team at that time. And when the team came back, when the team finally got a black player, then I started rooting for him. I like the name Red Tails because it honors the Tuskegee Airmen who had to go through a hell of a lot just to fly a plane and protect their country. So I think that would be great for the team. I'm glad that they're getting to this point of changing the name. I wasn't wholly against the name, but I understand the times and what we must do. But I think Red Tails would be a good selection. And I want sports to go cautiously right now. This pandemic has risen its head again because we got selfish people in this country who won't put on a mask. That's all we're asking you to do. But you got people, it's my body, my right. That's one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard in the middle of a pandemic. But so be it. Please have a nice day, and everybody, let's get together and get this virus handled. Thank you.
Same to you. And when I say proceed wisely, I'm talking about things like wearing a mask, right? You know, if I'm making it a thing that has to do with my own personal life, right? I'm broadcasting from home right now. Okay, so obviously myself and the companies I work for have taken precautions. So all of the work I've been doing is from home, whether it's whether you see me on video or you hear me on the radio. It's all been from home. So that's one way I talk about proceeding wisely. Do I live in my apartment? Well, yes, I live there. But do I leave it? Yes, I do. I leave my apartment. I go for runs. I go for bike rides. I take my kids outside to play. Occasionally, I go to the grocery store. I avoid indoor gatherings and going indoors as much as I possibly can. I try to keep all of my activity outdoors and spaced, and I wear a mask. So I'm proceeding with my life and trying to do so wisely and not recklessly, but not afraid. And that is the blueprint I think sports should follow. They should try to get back going. They just need to do it wisely and not recklessly and do the equivalent of what a person wearing a mask is doing. And they need to, you know, sports need to be played not with masks on during the sporting events, but that equivalent. They need to take those steps as leagues, and they have the money, they have, you know, the science, the studies behind them to really be thorough. And so far, I've seen that, obviously, from the NBA. Baseball passed out a large memo as well. So I think some of them are taking those steps. We just aren't quite sure when it comes to the NFL as of yet, because the NFL hasn't outlined everything they're going to do, and the NFL has just been business as usual thus far. And I do think it's much more difficult for football. I just think that that's the reality. It's much more difficult. But I could totally see the NFL just proceeding regardless, no matter what happens. And I think, you know, again, it's I just need to see how they plan on managing it. The one that I have the real concern about is college sports and college football. And that's the one that makes me feel the most uneasy and the most unsure about. So if you were telling me, you know, sports are coming back, I think they are. I mean, I think we're now, you know, all these wheels are in motion. And I don't think anything's going to change it beyond a catastrophe. And none of us should hope for that. We should all hope that these things come back and they're able to continue. But the one that I think is a big question mark is college sports, because the athletes are not paid. They're taking all the risks. They're not paid. Everyone around them is getting the benefit of it, except for them, at least when it comes to the monetary aspect of it. There's no universal procedures or rules. You know, different conferences that might have different rules. The NCAA doesn't have a blanket policy. So I think college sports are the ones that are most dangerous. Should there be a college football season? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Robin Lovberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.